Over the summer, the town of Brattleboro added porta-potties to its downtown area. It was an effort to address issues around homelessness and substance abuse. But some residents and members of the downtown business community are pushing for the town to do more. As VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, it's been tough to please everyone.
Brattleboro Town Manager Peter Elwell says issues around people who are homeless or struggling in downtown Brattleboro aren't new, but it's felt different lately.
The impacts this particular summer of some of the same kinds of issues we've been dealing with for the last several years have been more severe. That means more and more severe personal impacts for individuals that are affected by homelessness and poverty, but also broader and more significant impacts to the community.
And some of those impacts have forced some controversial decisions. The town is paying $1,000 a month for three porta-potties after the police found human waste in the streets, and after the select board voted to support a jobs program that would pay people who are experiencing homelessness $15 an hour for day labor. Employees at the public library protested because that's more than they make.
We know that there are people who, you know, think the town ought to be addressing some aspects of this differently. To those people, what I would say is stay in the conversation with us. Let us know when you're thinking that we ought to be, you know, changing up some of how we're addressing this, because the work's not done. It's not going to be done. These are going to be issues that are going to be with us for a long time.
The director of Brattleboro's homeless shelter and food shelf, Josh Davis, says because the town is trying to address homelessness and panhandling and opioid addiction, it opens up conversations that are uncomfortable. And with all of the issues only getting more intense and desperate each year, it's bound to bring on some strong feelings.
There's frustration by some parts of the community about seeing people on the street asking for money. They're just right out in front in the community. And there's this other side of the conversation that the people that are on the street are saying, hey, we have nowhere to go. And so you see this tension between those two kind of rub and continue to build.
And frustration has been building by some business owners who say the scene downtown is driving away shoppers and tourists. Some shop owners say people are tired of being asked for money whenever they park downtown. And at public forums, business owners and employees tell stories of dealing with people who are shoplifting and doing drugs in the bathrooms. Brattleboro Area Chamber of Commerce Director Kate O'Connor says there's been pushback against business owners who want their voices heard too.
You fear if you stand up and ask a question or speak your mind, you know, you will be deemed a person without compassion.
Mike Cody is one of the people who spends his days on the street asking people for money. Cody says there's a perception that some of the people panhandling are using their money to buy drugs, but he says he's just trying to survive.
I do think one thing that could help the homeless situation here is building more houses. My wife only gets $750 a month, and the cheapest apartment around here is $890, something like that. And if we maybe had like some affordable housing, we might be able to get off the street.
Anthony Rivera is also experiencing homelessness, and he says the people on the street have nowhere else to go. Rivera says he's been applying for jobs, but he knows business owners don't want to take a chance on someone like him.
A lot of homeless are out here because they were heartbroken. You know, they're the black sheep of the family. It's not that nobody wakes up one day and goes, I want to be homeless. This is my dream. You know, some people are forced to it.
If you go over and actually talk to them on their life, you would be really amazed about their stories.
That's Brattleboro's police chief, Mike Fitzgerald.
Once you start knowing their names, It's personalized, you know. You're humanizing the situation where before there's this big barrier, and you're on one side and they're on the other, and they don't know what you're about and you don't know what they're about, and that just continues with the division.
Fitzgerald says the police aren't giving out tickets to people who are sleeping on the sidewalks. They're arresting drug dealers, but trying to get people who are just using drugs into rehab. and panhandling is protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Fitzgerald says when he stops to talk to people who are uncomfortable with what they're seeing on downtown streets, it's often hard to pin it onto any serious criminal activity.
And I understand the perception, but that's exactly what it is. It's the perception. And if you're fearful because they look different than from you, they're louder than you, once again, how am I going to address that as a police chief or a law enforcement officer? You know, we're not criminalizing poverty. We're not criminalizing mental health issues.
The nights are getting colder, and Brattleboro has secured a site for its emergency winter homeless shelter. But in winter, the people who sleep in the shelter spend their days on the street looking for warm places to hang out. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.